By the way, if you happen to be searching for news about Ferguson on Google today, you may have come up with some unexpected results. For a brief time this morning, no matter what you Googled, the images that popped up were the same, either a picture of a car crash or of NBA star Kevin Durant. Reporter Russell Brandom of the tech website The Verge says there's no word yet from Google about what happened, but he doesn't think it's malicious.
If it's a hack, someone is usually looking for some sort of information that they can sell, whether it's credit card data, you know, email addresses, logins, or to sort of put some malicious bit of code on your site. Now, maybe this, you know, if you clicked on this image, it would take you to the site and they would put some malicious bit of code on your computer. But I haven't seen any indication of that. And Google's anti sort of malware protections are generally pretty strong. So I just don't think it would be an effective vehicle for that.
That car crash photo comes from a 2012 Ukrainian newspaper article. And even though that part of the world is notorious for cybercrime, Russell Brandom says it's more likely that a programmer at Google just made a mistake.
People are constantly pushing code changes to Google Image Search. They're constantly making little fixes, tweaking the algorithm a little bit this way, a little bit that way. You know, Google is very much of the sort of move fast and break things school of code. So it's not that we're going to make one big push all at once and you'll know the day it happens. It's, you know, we've got smart engineers. They have smart ideas. They're going to constantly be working on the code. And if they screw up, we'll fix it. And so my suspicion is something changed, someone screwed up, and they fixed it.
In fact, Brandom says the problem was fixed within about 30 minutes. So search away, life on the internet is back to normal for now.